roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, let's welcome Josh to the show. Hello, sir.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
We are putting Andrea to the test today.
Okay, and Andrea is the girl you are currently dating, correct?
Yeah.
And you said you guys have been dating for a while, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty much most of this year. I met her, right before Valentine's Day.
Okay. So why are we putting Andrea to the test? What's going on?
Well, when we first started dating, we used to just hang out and do stuff all the time. And, and then everything with coronavirus happened and that, like everybody, slowed things down a bit for us. But we'd still, see each other every week, but it was like mostly on the weekends. But the last few times that I wanted to do something on the weekend with her, like on a Saturday, she tells me things like she's got a friend coming into town that weekend, or, she's going to help a girlfriend move, or she's too tired, doesn't want to do anything. She's like, there's always some kind of excuse.
So it sort of sounds like she's giving you the blow off.
Yeah, basically. And, when we first started dating, we did things all the time. And now, we try and see each other every weekend, but now that's not even happening. Lucky if I see her like once a week.
Have you asked her why she doesn't seem to have any time for you anymore?
I just figure maybe she just doesn't care, or, maybe there's someone else she's just not telling me about.
Well, you said she had a friend come from out of town, right? Was that a guy friend or a girlfriend?
It was definitely a girlfriend. I mean, if she had a guy friend staying over at the apartment, I definitely wouldn't be cool with that.
Okay. So the big blow-off, what is behind it? Or maybe possibly should we say who is behind it? Let's find out. The little War of the Roses here. What we're going to do is we'll call Andrea up and tell her she won a free pantygram to send whoever she wants. You're going to get to hear who she chooses to send her pantygram to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, and before we get started, I got to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Andrea Mark, please.
This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that since the big shutdown started, Victoria's Secret has been doing different little giveaways for customers in our online database, kind of, like a thank you for being loyal reward. And every week we draw new names to win prizes. And this week you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
I was a winner?
Yes, you definitely were.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've ever won something in a contest.
Well, I'm glad we could be your first. And actually, this week's prize is one of my favorites. It's called the VS Pantygram. So do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the VS Pantygram is basically a real pair of lace panties that we send in the mail to somebody as sort of a little reminder to make sure their attention is still on you. So, for example, you might send a pair to your husband and maybe he gets them while he's at work. He opens a little box. There's a pair of panties inside and a note from you that says something like, see you tonight, or thinking about you right now, stuff like that.
Okay, so what if I don't have a husband?
Well, you can send it to whoever you want. So maybe a boyfriend, or it could be like a guy you have a crush on, who's ever attention that you'd like to get.
Oh, I gotcha. And it's free?
Yes, it's free for you because you are a winner. So did you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, perfect. So I need a couple of things from you here. And the first thing is I need to know what color pantygram you'd like us to send. So we have red, black, or pink.
I guess let's go with the red.
Red, okay. And now, who would you like us to send your pantygram to? So I need a first and last name.
Okay, and you said I could send it to anybody, right? Like, they don't have to live in the same state as me.
Nope, you could send it anywhere in the U.S.
Okay, So the first name is going to be Heath, like the candy bar. And the last name is going to be K-E-R, and that's spelled K-E-R.
Heath, okay. And the pentagram is going to come with a card that you can leave a message on. So what message would you like us to print on the card?
Okay, I guess I'll put down, here's a little motivation for you to come visit me, ..
Okay, so I got the name and the message. Now, just hang on 1 second, and I'm going to get the address from you. So hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, Josh, so she's on hold, so she can't hear us. Do we know who this Heath person is?
No idea.
Okay. Because apparently he doesn't live around here, but she wants him to visit.
Does she have any exes named Heath or anything?
I don't know. I mean, not that I know of.
Okay. Let's see if we can figure out who he is. So stay quiet for a second because we're going to pick her back up. Hang on.
Okay, sorry about that. I was filling out your card. And let's see, where was I? You said he doesn't live in the same state as you, right?
No, is that a problem?
No, it's fine. I was just curious, you know, who he was, that's all. Usually we're sending these things to, you know, husbands or boyfriends, and it sounds like this guy won't be expecting this, which makes this whole thing even more fun, if you ask me. So, who is he exactly? Is he like your ex or something?
No, he's sort of a guy I grew up with, and we're always friends, and then, you know, we became more than friends, but I moved a while ago, so, you know, we just kind of agreed to leave it as it was, you know, just friends. But I still think about him all the time.
You know, I think that's real funny because I thought you already had a boyfriend here. Or am I just one of your friends? Oh, snap! Hello?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah! You're always thinking about this other guy, then what the hell am I supposed to be? Because sure as hell sounds like I'm not your boyfriend.
Josh?
Yeah, you want to answer my question? Am I your boyfriend or not? Yes or no?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Well, it's not that hard. Am I your boyfriend or not?
Well, no, you're not. We never decided that we were in a relationship or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, want to tell me what I've been wasting my time on for the last 6 months?
Well, I'm sorry you think I'm a waste of your time.
I don't think you're a waste of my time. Apparently, you don't feel that way about me. You think I'm a waste of your time, apparently.
How did you even get on this phone call?
Hey, Andrea, this isn't really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Josh actually asked us to call you and give you this little test to see who you would send a pantygram to.
Okay, well, you know, that's really mature. Bye.
Oh. Hey. Okay, get that up there. Wow. All right. So, he's apparently not as in love as we thought.
Mm. What a Monday.
Yeah, I know. Right? What a way to find out.
What a Monday.
Yeah.
This Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.